Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We know that routine cancer screenings, things like pap smears and mammograms, have been postponed during the coronavirus pandemic. And now a cancer specialist is flagging another problem. He says emergency rooms and primary care doctors are missing cancers because some of the symptoms of cancers like leukemia, for instance, fatigue, cough, and sore throat, are being mistaken for COVID-19. For some, including one of his patients, that mistake can be deadly. Dr. Mikhail Sekeris is director of the leukemia program at the Cleveland Clinic, author of the new book, When Blood Breaks Down, Life Lessons from Leukemia. He joins us from Cleveland. And Dr. Sekeris, this is very alarming. You had a woman who'd come to you after she'd gone to the ER with a cough and a fever. What happened?
This is so hard for people who fear catching COVID-19 yet need medical attention. So I totally empathize with how she thought this through. She had some symptoms that, you know, could have been the flu, fever, cough, fatigue, and much more commonly than not, these are symptoms of the flu or some viral infection. Rarely, though, they can also be manifestations of a cancer. I specialize in leukemia, and a classic textbook description of leukemia is that somebody has quote-unquote flu-like symptoms for 4 to 6 weeks before the diagnosis is made. And that's exactly what happened with her. She figured she just had a virus and actually said that she wanted to avoid going to the emergency room initially because she knew that there were a lot of patients there who had COVID-19.
Yeah, but even when she went, they tested her for COVID-19, admitted her to a COVID rule-out unit, and they determined it wasn't. Now, here was perhaps the most chilling piece of this article that you wrote about this. Because there are some cancers that are slower than others, and leukemia isn't one of them. Leukemia moves very quickly. It can double in number in as quickly as 2 to 3 days, the amount of cancer that she has. And so all that time was wasted before she got to you.
Right. So she went to the hospital, to the emergency room. And there's a saying in medicine, when somebody presents with certain symptoms, you usually hear horses and not zebras. So they were treating a lot of people who were positive for COVID-19 amidst a pandemic, treated her the same, tested her. And when people are admitted to the hospital, they often will go to a COVID specialty unit. Well, her test came back negative, but lo and behold, she had blood counts that were profoundly abnormal. It was at that point that she was referred to our hospital. And as you mentioned, leukemia doesn't just sit there and stare at you. It's a monster, mm-hmm. and it divides very, very quickly. Every day that diagnosis is delayed, that person doesn't live as long. And unfortunately, by the time she came to us, she was quite ill and had to go to the intensive care unit.
Terrible. And she did pass. Very, very sad. You write that new patient consults where you are in Cleveland are down by over 40%. And this, I would assume, tells you that the different lines of defense that precede you, the emergency rooms, the doctors, they are not necessarily finding the patients that they once found, maybe because people aren't coming in with the symptoms because they're afraid of COVID-19. What should we do? Many people who are looking at symptoms they have and thinking, is this Lyme disease? Is it this COVID-19? Is this leukemia? Should people ask for tests for leukemia?
Well, it's a great question. Leukemia is not common. It's common to me because it's all that I see, but it's really not a common diagnosis. So if somebody has symptoms, then certainly that person, particularly nowadays, should seek medical attention, should go and see a doctor. And healthcare facilities like ours are being very rigorous about screening people who come through the door so that the exposure to our patients isn't any higher than it would have been a couple of months ago. There was a white paper that was just released from an electronic medical record provider where they looked at 2.7 million patients and found that the rates of screenings for much more common cancers, cancers of the cervix, colon, and breast cancer, were actually down between 86 and 94% in March. When screenings are down, diagnoses aren't made. And when those diagnoses aren't made, we aren't seeing those patients. And that was reflected in our patient numbers over the past couple of months.
So hopefully things will open up soon, because bottom line, you say what to do about these screenings and possible symptoms?
Well, I think that the medical community is starting to open up. Certainly states are. And while I'm looking forward to, you know, what I call the simple pleasures of sitting outside with people, even going to a barbecue, particularly as the weather gets better here in Ohio, my plea is that people will also remember, whoops, you know, I put off that annual mammogram, that pap smear, that colonoscopy. It's time for me to get that scheduled so that this doesn't slip through the crack also.
Yeah. Make this as exciting as getting out to a restaurant, going to get your colonoscopy. Quick question. You had this one patient you speak of. Do we have a sense of how many people might have succumbed to an undiagnosed cancer, you know, during this pandemic because everyone's looking for COVID-19?
Yeah, you know, I talk about this one patient because I knew about her and because she acknowledged that she had delayed getting diagnosed. The challenge, because I've thought about this a lot, how would you actually assess this? One of the challenges is that there's a lot of guilt around a cancer diagnosis. People feel guilty that they may have delayed getting tested when they had symptoms for months. There's guilt among the family members. So it's really hard to assess without bringing up those feelings of guilt in somebody.
Well, guilt on the part of patients, but also on the part of doctors. An ER doctor who was now hitting his head like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think of that. I was looking for COVID-19. Right. So,
absolutely.
Dr. Mikhail Sekaris, director of the leukemia program at the Cleveland Clinic, author of the new book, When Blood Breaks Down, Life Lessons from Leukemia. Dr. Sekaris, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.